Hello and welcome back to Sports Wrestling, the Go Home Show podcast. And today I'm delighted to join one of NXT UK's talented wrestlers. It's Mr. Ilya Dragunov. How are you today, Ilya?
I'm great. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I am very excited for NXT UK returning. It returns on BT Sport after a long break due to coronavirus. What are you most excited for about new NXT UK?
I was just super excited just to show the world that we are still there and we're better than we ever been before. So the day has come for our return, finally back on the WWE Network worldwide. September 17th is just a wonderful day to show the world that we are still there and we are just doing what we are doing best.
And it's coming from the BT Sports Studios in London. When I spoke to Mark Andrews and Flash Morgan Webster, they were saying it's going to be the UK's version of Full Sail. How have you found the new facilities down at BT Sport?
I got to say that there's just no better way to come back. Like, we just having like a wonderful, strong partner in BT Sport and just a state-of-the-art television production in BT Sport Studios in East London it's just the perfect new home for us. It's just the highest technology, just a place where we just perfectly present what we do in the highest quality.
And some people might not know, but it won't be the first time you've appeared at BT Sport Studios, because you were there in January for the launch event. You teamed up with Trent Seven and Tyler Bate against Gallus. How did you find that experience? Because obviously you have had, it has been a small amount of fans, whereas now it's no fans. So it's not a huge transition, because you've seen that sort of area before.
It's definitely different to perform in front of no fans. But I mean, like, I'm not the person that just let those stuff to get in my way. Like, I have a strong mindset. And I think the best quality of a very, very good performer is just to be like water, you know, just to be water. Like, doesn't matter what happens, I'm just going to put out my best, and regardless what things are there, no fans or a million fans, doesn't matter.
And picking up on Walter, obviously you've had a long rivalry with Walter, which goes back for many years now. What makes that rivalry between you two so special?
For me, Walter is one of the really best on the planet right now. Like, absolutely no doubt about this. And we met at different stages of our career, and all of the stages were super important for me because they made me grow more than I can remember other moments in my whole life as a performer. And every time we just together in the ring, it's special. It's something, presenting something to people they never see before. Just a completely unique experience when we both are in the same ring together.
What's it like to take one of his chops?
I mean, like, I don't need to say that it's real pain, but I mean, like, I am not the person who ducks pain. I just smile and go in front of it. That's my quality.
And obviously, you were number one contender just before the pandemic happened. How are you going to dethrone Walter?
I'm just going to bring something that nobody has. And that's what I rely on my whole career long. Everybody does something, I do something different. I bring something completely different to this. I'm going to express myself in this ring. And this is something people are not used to, because I go ways nobody else goes. Like I say, when the pain is coming, I'm not ducking. I'm laughing about this. I just go completely towards it with attacking from different perspectives, giving people an experience that they never see before. Being a person that they never see before. Just bringing something unique every time I just go into this ring.
And looking at your career, looking right back to the start of it, what made you want to become a wrestler?
This is actually like a very, very funny question, because I never had the plan to be a wrestler. Like, when I started wrestling, I just tried it as an experience for me. When I tried it, I just can't stop, you know? This is something wrestling gave me, home in a time where I didn't feel well. And I think we all people need something where we feel home. And it gave me the place where I can fully express myself, my feelings, everything that is inside of me. I just can let it out there. And it's real. There's nothing I do in the ring isn't real. Everything I express is what deep inside of me. And that's the reason why I think that people are amazed what they see, because they get nothing but pure reality and an extreme form, just to let it all out there. Just to let it all out.
And then going back 2 years, you made a very, very triumphant return at WXW to one of the loudest crowd pops I've ever heard on YouTube. Can you talk about that moment? What was it like for you? Because the whole crowd literally erupted and chanted your name for a good 2 or 3 minutes.
There was just one thought in my head when I made this return, and it was like, well, just one sentence, you are doing something right. You're doing something right. It all made sense. I talked about it a while ago, it was not the easiest moment before for this, because I became a father very fresh. You got to restructure your life. You got to know what your priorities are. You got to really think about every action you do, because all you're doing, just moving to the priority to do the best for your family. And I desperately love my family. It always will come first. And all those moments leading up to this moment, to those standing ovations, to this crowd going wild, it just told me that I'm right here. This is my position in life. I need to do this. I need to do this for my family. I need to do this for myself. I need to do this because I just, a servant to life, because life gave me the opportunity to stand here and having this moment and to know that everything I did was right. I think I'm just more unstoppable since at this moment, and nothing's going to stop me either in the future.
And then later that year is when you were first introduced to a UK audience. Obviously, you were teased at Strong Style 16 with Pete Dunne. And then I was lucky enough to be in the crowd in Manchester when you made your first Progress appearance. And again, it was a huge crowd pop. How have you found the UK fans taking to you, especially now in NXT UK?
I think at first, it was different because it was coming to a new place for me. I'm motivated by this, but it's still you just got to do certain stuff. You got to see, okay, do the people get what I do? And I got the feeling they did. It just took a while just to understand what this crazy persona like me truly is and what I'm all about. But I think when the people really see me fighting and struggling and taking and pushing in this ring, they know who I am, and they see a fighting spirit they will never see somewhere else. And this is my connecting point to the people, because they feel I fight, and I fight for me, for them, for anyone, just to give all of that, got all I have.
And then rewinding to the start of last year is when you were signed by WWE. How did you hear about their interest in you?
There was nothing specific that I hear, but I went to a tryout in Germany, to Cologne, with a lot of different talent from different countries like France and Germany, other talents. And I was invited, and I never heard a lot of interest in my person. I just thought I do this trial, I'm going to give my best. And through the all days, I just recognized that my work ethic, that is pretty much my best skill I have probably, was I get a lot of respect for this. And it just went better and better and better, because I just did what I did my whole life. And there was nothing I changed for this. I just stayed the same person I am, because everything I want is to be authentic. It seems like the WWE liked it. And it seems like, again, for me, a moment where I think I'm doing something right.
And then later that year, you had a fantastic match in Cardiff against Cesaro. It's a two-part question. One, what was it like to be spun around that much? And two, how did you find the reaction to your match? Because everyone loved it, including, I believe, Triple H was a big fan of the match.
After all this time in NXT UK, leading up to this moment, it was something I feel I do something right, because all I want to have is just to have the chance, like everybody else, the chance to show what I'm all about, to give it everything there, and just to show that I'm able to do anything. And to having this moment and to hear that I get this opportunity was okay, nothing started for me till now. This is the moment where I'm really going to go, because I'm far from finished. And I think this was the first thing I thought about the match with Cesaro is, I'm far from finished, and I'm going to still show everything I have. And this is the perfect opponent and the perfect place to give it all there. And that the reactions were like this, and the people talked a lot about this match. Just something everybody has when he works very hard on something, because I'm so driven in my head that every performance of me is just fully 100%. There's nothing I'm going to leave myself. When I go through the curtain, I'm done. I'm completely done. And that all came together to such a perfect day for me. Incredible. I have so much appreciation for this.
And it could also be described as a sort of a dream match for many fans. But who would be your dream opponent in WWE?
There are so many different names I have in my mind, because I think about the most special connection, which can create something very different in the ring. When I think about different brands and opponents, it's definitely going to be for example, NXT, it would be Kyle O'Reilly. That would be very special. If I think through the other rosters, Bray Wyatt versus Ilya Dragunov would be something completely out of another dimension. And to be honest, I just want a really badly like a rematch with a Cesaro. Very badly. Because I'm not the same person I was back in Cardiff.
And obviously, you've got one of the best WWE theme musics around. But in your opinion, what is the best theme music of all time in WWE?
It's the one from the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels. Without any doubt, it's the absolutely, absolutely best one.
And then looking at Shawn Michaels, obviously you've been working with him for NXT UK as well as Triple H on some occasions. What's it like to learn from two masters of the art like that?
It's like growing daily. Like I never had the experience I have always when I'm working with WWE. It's like I just getting better every day, just on different areas. And this is like something I never felt before because the drive of work ethic in the place where I work in NXT UK with those iconic people, it's just out of the world. I just not the same person anymore. And I just, this is something I want to be. I just want to recreate myself daily. And this place and those people makes it very easy for me.
And then final question from me. What can we expect from Ilya Dragunov in the rest of 2020?
Just to absolutely hit the stage, the ring, all the world like a lightning strike because I'm far away from over. And everything I am is just committed to one thing, and that is being completely on the Zeke Bomber.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Ilya. I really look forward to tonight's show. And yeah, great to talk to you.
Thank you very much, Michael.
Cheers. Thank you.